What's happening, people? Welcome to the Genre Banter podcast. Last week I fucked up the date. I said it was like Monday the something, and then I said the Tuesday date. And the internet are very unforgiving. And they were like, bro, are you fucking spastic? You fucking spastic retard. But they're good people. You know, that's why we call them the dead on mafia. Bro, are you fucking, like...
People go a bit mad
with
that.
Did you get a fucking... Bro, pay attention. Like, I couldn't work it out in my head that you made a bit of a... Here's what happens week to week. I just copy the information from the last podcast because they never change. And then one day I just recorded it early, which completely threw me off. So the one day I tried to be organized, I fucked it all up. My guest today is my beautiful wife, Maureen Geddes, your name is now, because we've been married for ages. Show everyone your belly.
Oh, do I have to get up?
Yeah, show everyone your belly.
There's not much room here. Hold on. None.
There you go.
I can't even turn around.
There you go. Maureen's full pregnant.
There's really no room to like back up here.
No, we're against the wall. It's about time we really stepped this podcast up. And
I knew the date.
Moved in.
Found out the date.
Moved into new premises. You know, we're hobbling about today because I have full blown medieval disease gout. Through a series of Googles, I found out that I have gout.
Yeah.
And I said to Mickey, I think I might have gout. And he goes, Jesus Christ, even I don't have gout. And I went, yeah, but the fucking. Your heart will stop in a week or two. But you know what I mean? Something will get him, even if it's not gout. He doesn't move enough to get gout, I don't think. But
at the start, you thought it was because of cartwheels, so...
Well, yeah.
I mean...
We'll go... Here's what we'll do. We'll come back to gout, which is the name of this podcast. We'll return to gout. Let me do some plugs up top. Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's the first and third Wednesday of every month. This is the third Wednesday of this month. Which is July, which is moving forward.
Which is
quick.
Insane.
So it'll be the 17th of July. Who have we got? Ryan Collins headlining. He's from the internet.
He's from the internet.
Somehow he has hair, but he's balder than me. You know what I mean?
It's fair to say.
Who else is on, Maureen? Can you remember?
We put in Aaron last minute.
Aaron McCann's on because he's going to go away for a month.
He's going to be away, so I thought.
We'll bring in some loaf into the lineup there. Paddy McGaughey's on, Darren Matthews is on. So there you go. It's going to be a lot. I'm on as well. If, you know, I can sort of clear up this gout in time. What other things do you think I'll get by tomorrow? Ringworm and fucking Ebola?
Lyme disease.
Lyme's disease. Old shit. Like real old shit.
What else?
Scurvy.
Ricketts.
I would take a Ricketts.
Would you?
Buy some fucking jeans for once that fit.
Adam Ricketts.
Do you remember? How sexy and gay was he? What songs did he do?
I couldn't tell you.
Adam Ricketts.
Did he do that really sexy video that he's all like naked and everything?
Yeah, I'll tell you who gets like the most people wanting to fuck them. Questionably gay dudes. Am I right?
Yeah, for some reason.
Like, oh my god, he looks so like a woman and is sensitive and gay. I fancy
look, he's
him.
He's naked in a box. I mean, that's a woman's haircut.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
This video.
Show us your blonde, weird cock. When you're not here,
man, it feel like days and I love these songs where they're not really singing.
Yeah, something, something.
They're just talking.
Do you know what upsets me the most? I haven't had a monetized podcast since the invention of podcasts. And it's usually because I play music. And I can't believe that I've fucked it.
For Adam Ricketts.
Can I breathe again? Maybe if you weren't in a goddamn box, you fucking blonde weirdo.
What's the sort of hit rate in this? 22,000?
Oh yeah, my videos get more hits. Suck my rickety dick. I love the way someone's found an effect that like an earthquake effect that like shakes the camera. There's nothing sexy about him trying to cover his cock.
He kind of just looks like he's trying to clean the shower.
I was going to say, what's weirder than blonde cocks, but you fancy blonde people. They're your favourite people, aren't you?
I didn't know where you were going to go with that.
You have a blonde cock, don't you? Maureen's always like, my ultimate man is like blonde and skinny.
No, not really.
You said that loads. Maureen likes homeless surfer guy from like Santa Monica. For some reason, he's like really sunburned and ripped. And you're like, oh, it's cool, but he's got no belongings.
He doesn't like Was he still on Coronation Street when this was out?
Is he dead?
What?
Is he dead?
Is he?
I don't know. Why did I just get the feeling that he's dead?
God. Good. Well, break it to me more gently than that.
Maureen, take a seat.
Adam's dead.
Is he dead though? Look at me looking up Scott.
Why would he? What makes you think he's dead?
I don't know. It's got a vibe. Now, he's another guy, right?
Why are you just looking at images of him being dead?
Because I need proof. Leaves loose women. Oh, fuck off your cookies. Fucking shove your cookies up your hole. In tears as he opens up about debilitating illness and soulmate wife. I mean, here's the thing about when you're like a guy. You know when people are like, oh my God, he's a beautiful boy, he's beautiful. See when you're like a cute, good looking guy? You don't age well, do you?
No, not really.
Hold on, the fucking tune's playing all over the place.
Guys tend to be better if they're like kind of half, just a bit rough looking younger, and then they turn into like a really handsome older man.
Yeah,
they look better.
This guy was like a little blonde Aryan fucking wet dream, and then he gets older and he looks like
a waxwork.
He looks like a young guy who has, you know, AIDS basically, doesn't he? It happens all the time. Look at all the Macaulay Culkins. You know, all these like cute kids and they grow up and you're like, weird.
The kid from...
I dare say Harry Styles is in that boat.
Yeah, probably.
People still want to fucking like pull their flaps over his face.
What like about the guy from Sixth Sense? And he just, his face stayed the same.
Yeah, he's like, typecast as like a fat trucker in everything he plays.
Yeah, but like his face was like, he was a baby and his like face just stayed that size. But his whole head expanded.
Like Alan Irwin. Shout out to Alan Irwin. One of the best jokes I've ever heard.
That is one of
Alan Irwin goes, all of my features are in the middle of my face and you could hide them all behind a digestive biscuit.
That's funny.
You see, that's why you can't be a good looking comedian, because that joke wouldn't exist.
That's true.
I've also seen a picture of his cock, but post-surgery.
Does it hide behind a biscuit too?
A chocolate finger? A ginger nut? My tour is on sale at the minute, guys. If you want to go to Shine... hold on, which channel am I on? I'm on this one. If you want to go to shine.net, you'll find tickets for all the hot spots, including... Let me just... I should have had this ready. Shouldn't I have? Can you see where
it's... Yeah, but the gout's taken over.
Where's it say safe space?
Am I blind? Am I?
Can you remember the places I'm going to?
I don't
really go. Da, da, in my butt.
Enniskillen.
Oh, fuck's sake. There we go. Okay, so here we go. Here we go, guys. 21st September, Ardo 1. 20th of September, Terrace Hotel, Maharafelt. 2nd of October, Whelan's, Dublin. Get those tickets because it's the big room, because all of a sudden they thought I was some sort of draw in Dublin. So get on it, guys. The Parade Theatre, Ballymena, 18th of October. 29th of November, Daly's Comedy Club. That date's just been added. Burp, also added. 30th of November, sold out. And then I'm going to do a second night in Daly's. And that goes on sale on Wednesday morning, Wednesday the 17th, 10 a.m, shine.net. And they still have no photo of me on the wall. I did the first ever Daly's. I'm doing two nights. I'm fucking keeping up. I'm basically keeping
You're the
up.
First one to do two nights too, I think. As part of a
tour. And I'll tell you what, I'll be the fucking last one too. Fuck's sake. Anchor Bar, Newcastle, 6th of December, 7th of December, Lisburn Arts Centre, whatever. 11th of December, Riverside Theatre, Coleraine. 13th of December, Down Arts Centre, Downpatrick. Why? 14th of December, Nerve Centre, Derry. That's where I do my good gigs, bro.
You loved it last
year. I go up to Derry and I shit all over it. 20th of December, Olderfleet, Larne. So there you go. There's a whole pile of shit. And the second date at the Odyssey is also
Imagine this right up to Christmas. Isn't that crazy?
That is in the mouth of Christmas. Speaking of putting things in mouths, we'll be right back after this, chatting about gout. Gout in a Bite with Colin. Cast with Colin
Jettis. Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Fuck you. Do you ever see a song on your iTunes and you're like, what is this? Gaelic Storm?
I think that's from the Titanic.
Is it?
Well, it's not from the Titanic, but it was used in the Titanic film.
Come upstairs and let me draw a chalk drawing of your teats. Anyway, so yeah, here's our week, right? And I'll gradually ramp up the gout news. What's it all about?
Well.
Or if you're Canadian, what's it all good? So basically, my ears are sore already. Last Tuesday, we went up to Galway, and I did a podcast before that. I was ahead of time. Went to Galway. Me and Aaron drove the whole way up. I drove the whole way up. There's been a lot of questions about, you know, the guy who runs gigs up there. He's like, you know, will it get calling in? People know who he is in Belfast. Nobody knows who he is up here. You know, he's just the fucking internet weirdo. No one's gonna want to watch him do comedy. And sure, we went up there, Maureen, and sure wasn't it packed out.
I wasn't there, but you said it was
and
amazing.
About twice a year, you're allowed to go. I absolutely smashed that, and I have it on tape. And I absolutely smashed that, Maureen.
Yeah, I think it did.
Arm went up, he smashed. You know, there was another dude from Dublin, he smashed. And then I smashed thrice ways. So there you go, it was great. Then drove home, then the road was closed at Cavan, which, is there any need for Cavan? That should be a fucking show on ITV. Is there any need for Cavan? I think we pulled in at Monaghan, there was these two boys. Now, they were out like, they were obviously lamping. You know, like shining lights in fields.
And, fair enough.
Yeah, and the two of them were all at this 24-hour garage, trying to be really hilarious. The one guy was shouting at the other guy, like, remember to get condoms and all. And that stupid accent. It was real funny. And I was pissing right round the side of the building. It was class. Anyway, don't know why I told you that. But,
it's okay.
So went to that, came home, okay? Then we had the Idols.
Oh, yeah. Last Thursday.
We went to see the Idols, not the Idols, they're just called Idols, who are our new favourite band, and we went down there, drank a lot of beer. You probably shouldn't have went in your state.
No, it was fine.
It was fine, okay.
It was Ivy Gardens, it's really like, it was really, really nice.
Very beautiful, went to Dublin, and what happened was, there was basically like a large crowd, and then there was like the sound desk, and then there was another bit of space, and then there was the bar. And then me and Maureen stood behind the bar, which was the furthest away possible bit.
No, there just was loads of room at the back.
Yeah.
And it's not that big. You could stand at the back and see everything.
Oh, forgot about that. You see, that watch used to live in the house and you used to nearly stab me in my sleep.
Yeah, because it did that.
Yeah.
Every day.
But wait for it. It climaxes, ready? Get ready for the lock.
Why don't you just turn it off?
I don't know how to do it. It's a Casio. Right.
You have six other ones and I have turned all the alarms off now, and you have never ever thought to look how to turn it off.
I tried it. I hit all the buttons at once. Nothing
like
happened.
That's not how you do it.
Anyway, went to see Idols, came out, you know, I mean, talk about hipsters. I've never seen hipsters like that in my life. Remember the guy that came outside? He was like, fuck the guards. And then he went, and also fuck RTE.
I know, you laughed a lot at that, didn't you?
I was like, I laughed at him in his mouth nearly.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking loser. And then
he's drank quite a lot that day.
Of course we do. You don't go to like a gig like that and be like, let me just chill out. I was getting lit, and I even said to you, I was like, is this a green light for me to get pished? And you'd be like, yeah, have a good time, I'll just be over here, you know, upset about it. So so yeah, I was at a punk gig. I drank a lot of beer, ran into some people that I used to know, and jumped on me and I spilled all the beer everywhere.
Yeah.
So my shirt was completely soaked. But anyway, I think once I looked at it, anyway, the next day I was like, oh, my fucking foot's a bit sore here. And I thought it was probably from the apple greens that we stopped at, and I was doing cartwheels, perfect technique and form. And slow and controlled, you know, not just throwing your body, like real, real nice movement. And I was like, that's a bit
sore. You're putting on a show, really, at the toilet.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, if I had a cartwheel and pissed at the same time, the Catherine wheel, that would have been amazing. You know? And then the next day I was like, that's a bit sore. That would have been what, Friday?
Yeah.
And then the next day was a bit sore, and, you know, we took more drinks on Saturday, and then I was absolutely disabled on Sunday. Yesterday I couldn't move, today I can barely move. And we looked up all the symptoms and turns out it probably is gout. And then I told my sister and she's like, oh yeah, I have gout and your granny has gout. And they actually give her two fake hips back in the day because they misdiagnosed her with gout.
Imagine that though.
Which is so fucking extreme. Imagine going in and being like, I have a bit of a sore foot. And they're like, get them hips out. Get those hips fucking right out right now. Out. You know, is that athlete's foot? Mastectomy right now.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what I mean? That's so extreme. Like,
it's so extreme.
Yeah. Is that tennis elbow? Tonsils out. Get it out. Gallbladder. Fucking spleen, get it all out. We want nothing in your body. Shin splints? Get the fucking arms off. Right now, you'll do with one kidney. Get it out. What do you think it is? You got alopecia? Pull all her teeth out. Not one tooth left in her head. So extreme. So yeah. She was like the youngest woman in the... This is the worst brag of all time. She keeps saying, what was the youngest woman in what? Ireland, UK?
Something like that. To have
not a good brag when they did it wrong, you know?
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
Imagine. Like, oh, I'm the first guy with, like, you know, fully robotic functioning legs. And they go, why did you get those? I needed a root canal when I woke up like this. Yeah. I woke up like, you know?
Is it hereditary, though?
Can be. Anything can be hereditary if everyone in your family has it. You know what I mean? Which includes Parkinson's, dementia, and other things. Although that was like people in the 70s. They were fucking out of control.
That's right then.
You know, in movies when I just imagine like Anchorman, they were just like, oh, well, it's lunchtime. And just, you know, like, sorry, my finger's broken. Full bottle of fucking just whiskey at lunchtime. I'll be sober up by the time I drive home to the pub.
I know you stopped drinking for a while, went to punk gig, got drunk.
Well, that's, this is what I think, right? And here's what confuses me, because whenever I was in a car crash a long time ago, I did really hurt my toe and it was clicking about. You could feel cartilage and everything because my head was hanging open. No one gave a shit about the foot. So for years, walked around with bad foot and then I would hurt it. Like if I was doing jiu-jitsu or something, would just jam it on the floor and it would be sore. So I wonder, I was confused, did I injure it doing cartwheels? Or was it because I had so much beer, having had very little beer for a long time? Did my body just go, oh my God, here's the Henry VIII fucking disease on the foot?
It could be both.
Either way.
But you know what's great? Oh, there's another watch going off.
That's the banter alarm. Either way.
What's good is you're really good with pain and inconvenience, aren't you?
No.
You don't let it even faze you?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's the war. It's absolutely murderous pain.
I know.
Do you know? It's not like, oh, you've a wee bit of a sore foot. It's literally like, I can't put my foot on the ground because it feels like the whole thing is about to just snap off.
Yeah, it sounds pretty horrendous. I never really knew what it was, but... Your joint comes inflamed. But it's weird because you may as well have broken your foot.
Oh,
it
may
and it just comes out of nowhere. Your foot's broken.
I may as well have shoved it in a fucking food processor and took it out and it's raw and broken. And I'm like, I can't put weight on that.
And it just goes away.
So, you know what I mean? I'll go get it checked out anyway. You know?
But anyway, idols were class.
They were.
Me and my sister had two very different experiences, though, because I'm at the back, being
pregnant,
making a circle around me, no one touched me. I mean, there was no one around me, and my sister was crowd surfing.
Crazy.
So,
you know, and you kept saying,
I actually meant to put that video up.
You kept saying, go on up there, and I was like, imagine what the sort of husband I would be if I was like, yeah, I'll just leave my pregnant wife by herself whilst I go mosh, like a 32-year-old gout-ridden fat
bitch. But you kept doing this I'm so jealous, he's so jealous, and I was just go up, I don't care.
No,
I'll not go, but I'm just really really
because
jealous
of your selfish actions of going. I had to then have
you
your
bought
experience.
Me a ticket and I drove all you drunk people down and back up again.
I woke up like this
and you have no idea how sweaty all of yous were in the car on the way back.
Well, I was okay, mine was beer, I didn't sweat that much.
I should have been compensated for how gross the car was.
So yeah. The car's getting out of hand because I, you know, before I got the gout, pre-gout, I was...
This is our life now, pre-gout.
I was going for... I was doing runs last week. I was working out a fair bit. I wonder, actually, was the initial gout inflammation, which would have been, let's say, Saturday, starting to get sore. I did very heavy deadlifts, and then I did, like, burpee-type things. I did a lot of stuff where my toes were, like, bent. I wonder, did that kick it on a notch? And then another feed of beer till like 4 in the morning. Not a healthy week. I mean, you know, I actually think the older you get, if you're going to work out pretty hard, you have to be fully eating healthy and sleeping well. You can't like work out really hard and then also get on like a dick.
Too much for your body probably.
Yeah, because your body's like...
all extreme.
It's like sweating too much and then, you know, like there's no nutrients left in your body or something. Can't see your wee face at all.
This always goes up really high.
Got a tiny face and tiny shoulders. You get made fun of for your tiny shoulders quite a bit.
I know, I wore this so it didn't look like they're small. They look wider here.
You're going to have to start contouring your shoulders.
I don't know what you mean though.
Everyone just slags you because it's the actual size of it is like that size. Like my elbow's bigger than your shoulders.
Yeah, I was looking at our wedding photos. My shoulders were way bigger because I was doing so much like exercise.
Well, wise up. You had like three gym sessions or whatever.
Oh, shut up.
This is our favourite song of the week, isn't it?
This is for anyone who feels they just need a... it's basically a motivational song.
It is great because at some point in your life, you know, everybody will be like...
everyone will have said this to you.
So what are you doing?
What do you do now?
Like as if when you're 22, you're not allowed to loaf around a wee bit and just have a job and just, you know, get some fucking beer.
Yeah, this is for anyone who's left university.
Get some beer money and piss about.
And you don't know what you want to do.
Well done. Why don't you get a job? Even Tarquin has a job. Mary Berry's got a job. So why don't you get a job? Well done. Why don't you win a medal?
It's so good. Anyway, so major good. Life developments. I'm sweating.
That's well done by Idols, by the way. You want
to know? Another reason why I'll not get monetized.
Yeah.
Surely it's an ad for their. Surely you're going like, listen, this is great. Listen to this.
Yeah, listen to Idols.
But then it's probably people who, you know, would want to be stealing fucking views or whatever. We went to look at more proms. What is it? What is it, the thing called?
What?
You said there was a difference between prams and buggies and chairs and all shit.
Yeah.
What do we get?
That's a...
pram?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like, is it pram and then pushchair and then buggy? Like, buggy. I thought that was just things people called them, but a buggy is actually like an outdoors sort of like...
it's all different
heavy
shit.
Heavy duty, like...
well, I thought a buggy was the wee light one that just, like, you would throw on a bus.
No, that's a push chair. It's like a chair that you push.
Oh, fuck.
And then the other one's, like, it has for a young baby, like a tiny baby that has, like the bed in it and stuff.
Yeah.
That's, like, a pram.
Hmm.
If you buy it all, it's a travel system. Who knew? Who knew there was so many different things to prams? Anyway, but there is a lot of different
this
kinds.
Couldn't have summed us up anymore. We go in, you go, like, there's, like, those main... by the way, as soon as I put up something about a fucking baby chair, I was like... a bit of advice, get this one. And I heard like 8 different answers from people.
Everyone's going to have different things they like anyway.
But typical of us to go in and be like, nah, looking around, not too sure about this one. Oh, fucking...
no, first of all, we did play with the toys.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even make it into the shop.
Where yet. The fuck was this place?
It's outside Armagh.
Outside Armagh. It's basically in the middle of fucking...
it's called Kings.
Where everybody talks like out there and fucking... fucking stuck your baby in that.
But... genuinely, just to sidetrack, there's not many baby shops.
No, there's like 3.
I thought it was like they're all over the place. They're not really. There's a handful
like
of places.
There's 3 or something. But anyway, we went the way down there and then looked at the place sells toys, but like mainly for culty children. You know, you can buy like a tiny dumper truck that has, or like a wee tractor that has like bales. By the way, the bales were £8.
Were they?
Fuck off, bro.
You could make that?
Yeah, well, you could, all right. You could make that,
all
right.
Yeah, but what about all the miniature like stuff? Amazing. So a lot of miniature like coffee pots and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I love stuff like that.
It's all training kids to be like.
Why is it way more exciting if it's tiny?
Make me a coffee, you fucking lazy
yeah,
bitch.
Make me a coffee.
But But yeah, then we went with the proms, and in typical fashion, we went, okay, not too keen on these ones, bit small. This one over here, they're like, oh, the royal family use these ones. And you're like, well, so. And then they were like, okay, there's this other range. And we're like immediately drawn to like, or like, look at this one. All, like
this one.
All black. like quilted fucking material on it. And of course, they were like, that one's a special edition one. And I was like, fucking right it is. And this old boy that worked in the shop who didn't really know much information other than he goes, there's about £300 worth of difference between that and the other one. And I went, of course there is. And then they were like, yeah, this is the special model. And of course, that's the only one I liked.
Yeah, of course we picked the most expensive one.
Yeah, the fucking AMG, you know, murdered out.
It's basically
sports fucking kit.
There's a version of that, which is literally £300-£400 cheaper. The exact same pram, only we got that particular material, which is like an insane thing to say, but
all black.
But you went, that's the only one I like.
Well, I mean, in fairness, they're all up there in dearness. Do you know what I mean? So it's like if you spend a wee bit more. Now, you obviously get like a whole range of shite with it. Like you get all the attachments and all the fucking that fucking baby bag that you put the baby in. What's it called? Muffs or something.
Yeah, that's when they're bigger, yeah.
Foot muff and all that bullshit. But I was just like, you just may as well get the one that you actually think is the very best one.
Well, yeah.
Because if, you know, you're already spending a fucking fortune anyway, so just...
Yeah, and you may as well get one you like. You're going to be using it a lot.
Yeah.
You may as well like the look of it. There's no point going for something. For the difference of a few £100, if you're going to go, I really hate that pram now. To buy another one at some other point would be pointless. So
yeah, gotta get.
I feel like this one would do forever because it's just jet black, the whole thing.
Also, the murdered out all black. Like
I quite like it all black because there's always these different like colors and you know there's cream here and there's navy and then there's silver and it's all right. But they get dirty or they get old looking. This is just solid black. I like it.
That's sick.
I'm saying let the baby do the accessorizing.
That baby sick is gonna really show up on that black.
Yeah. But it's got a sweet bag that goes with it, like a rucksack.
It's got a sweet bag.
Backpack.
It's got the good wheels, the fat tires on it, good suspension.
Also, it was the biggest one because the other ones were like, there's one like called an egg or something, which I think people really like because it's very cool looking. I'm not a fan, but they're very small and it's really, really low down for anyone, like any guys that are tall.
Yeah.
It's really low. The handle doesn't come up, so you have to think of things like that.
I'm not.
So...
fucking not tall, but like even some of them fully extended out.
Yeah, this one comes up.
It's a bit like even like a lawnmower. You're like, if this was just 6 inches bigger, you'd be able to fucking stand up straight.
But I'm the same. I like it being up higher. I don't like when it seems really small.
Yeah. You like it more like you're on a Harley Davidson like this.
Yeah.
Up here.
Yeah.
So we'll put a deposit down on that bad boy.
Yep.
Know what I mean? Get the fucking chill and take it for a few walks.
It's all we've really bought, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
We haven't bought anything else. We've looked at other things, but...
yeah.
We will, we'll do that very soon, probably.
Like buy it a sibling?
Hmm?
Buy it a sibling?
Yeah.
Like Madonna style? Well, here's a baby, and then we're like, here's your fucking Congolese brother. Like that pygmy show we watched.
That happened. Was it your girl? What's her name? Is it Capri?
Madonna?
No, Caprice or one of those stupid names. And she was trying to have...
Do you know what her second name is?
What?
Son.
Oh, shit.
No. Capri Son?
I don't even know what she's famous for. She's not famous at all.
She was a model.
Oh, okay.
Everyone wanted
that. She must have had trouble having kids and then she wanted to adopt. So she adopted a brand new baby. And then she got pregnant in the meantime. So her two kids...
So she fucked it back in the sea.
But no, they're only about something like a month or something apart. But she's never told them which one is like the biological one. But isn't that mad? Imagine like, you know, you got finally pregnant as you are adopting. Is it
from the Congo?
No.
So she's not going like... I'm not going to tell you which one's biological. No. One of them's like full black and the other one's like white as shit like her. Guess which one's biological? Eh? Matumbo? we call him Maddie.
I just love where you found his name in your brain there. What were you even thinking?
It's like Japanese names.
Like, have you had that like sitting in your brain?
You can just kind of make them up.
You made that up?
That's probably.
Is that a real name? Look it up.
Matumbo. What did I say? It is
so bloody racist. Oh,
let me see. I
bet you it's a name.
Matumbo.
Are you spelling it?
Oh, it's actually a meal.
Of course, it's food.
It'll be like they adopted a wee white kid, and they're like, "We are going to call him Sorda Farl." We have adopted a child from Maharafelt. His name. Phil Soda. His name is Philip Soda, but we call him Phil Soda. Gosh. And this little girl, Stu.
Stop.
This is our baby daughter we have adopted from Arma. Her name? Mashed potatoes.
Jump.
The little girl is called Jambon. It's not French, but it was pretty... It's like Goujon. Did they say Goujon anywhere but here? I think someone just looked at that and was like, chicken finger's a bit crass. Let's call it a Goujon. Does Goujon mean finger in French?
Actually, it does. I think it does mean something like that.
I was with the lady and I Goujon the fuck out of her. And Goujon... meaning?
I love how your search history is always been food right now.
Oh, 100%. You know some fucking isle doll just made it up. A mudcat? Excuse me? Goujon. Why don't you get a job? No, fuck. Pop-ups. Fucking suck cat. My dick. Excuse me?
Goujon. A mudcat.
Oh, fuck you.
What?
Why don't you get a job? Deep fried strips of chicken or fish, but there has to be a direct. Small strip of fish or chicken.
Is it French meaning?
What? Stud?
What? Oh well, it doesn't then.
Either way, it's giving me gout, you know what I mean? Matumbo, do you want some Matumbo for dinner? So racist. What the fuck were we talking about there?
I have no idea.
So it was the glorious 12th, wasn't it? It was the 12th and it kept showing footage from Belfast and it was fucking disgusting.
But tell me this, I didn't actually watch the news at all, but were they showing like, were they just showing like parades or were they showing like all the crazy people drinking and throwing rubbish in the street?
No, they would show the parades usually on the 12th.
But they wouldn't show any of the, like... The rubbish thing gets me.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And then there's just people...
Seeing all the rubbish on the floor makes me so sad.
I saw footage of a guy, like, you know, kind of sweeping it up. But he was doing it in such a slow, like... Where do I even start with this? Well, you know, like...
Like the next day?
He was sweeping a wee bit and he sort of stopped. He was like, I need a fucking... snowplow or something.
And that was like 5 years ago probably when I worked on the 12th in Belfast, and coming to work the next day was, I've just never seen a city like destroyed like that. Obviously it gets tidied, but like you honestly can't really believe how much rubbish and like glass and just stuff is on the streets.
Do you know what would be
it's
like
actually like you're going, was there a million people here? Like it doesn't even equate to how many people could have been there, how much there was.
Sometimes I think, like, it would be more of a sort of community festival type thing if, you know, you did sort of volunteer to go back and clean it up a bit.
Well, I mean, you know, say if we were at that gig on Thursday and it's in, like, Ivy Gardens. I know it's small, but, like, there's people have to, like, pick up all the rubbish as the show was going on still. Like, you know, because it's so bad if all these this plastic is sitting around everywhere. See at Belsonic, straight away, as soon as the show's over, there was, like, 50 people employed
way
to come
more,
out.
Like, fucking 200 people.
You know, spread across the field and everyone's picking up all the rubbish straight away. Whereas I don't get how, like, that's, like, literally on the, like, public roads and the place is trashed.
Yeah.
And it's people, like, you know, let's be honest, urinating on the street too, and glass bottles smashed, and Maureen, it's not even just plastic. It's,
if you,
like,
could watch your language, please.
No, I didn't even want to say, because it makes me so
this
sick.
This is the General Banter podcast, all right?
Only because I saw that one year, that year that I was walking home.
Oh, yeah, they'll just
and
piss.
And some guy, and this was not late. Somehow just, like, pissing, right? And you're going, what?
I'm going to show Where, you.
How is this allowed? I don't know.
Watch this, right? Hold on.
What?
Why don't you get a job? Let me see. No. This is on the 12th, right? I'll describe what's going on. It's outside that. What's that called? Eulidia?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
it called?
That's like, what road's that?
It's basically at the bottom of Sandy Row there, right? Look at this guy.
Now, dude, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, don't take. Also, first of all, don't take your dick out when it's that size. You know?
I didn't even know penises could be that small.
Well, you're used to a certain standard. But,
you've got gout, so I'm not high fiving you.
I've got such a big dick. It's got gout in one of the joints at the bottom.
The joints?
Now, what's more disturbing, his tiny cock or the fact that he's kind of shit his pants there?
I would say all of that is wrong.
Shit his pants. What a long day. You know what I mean? He's just out. I'm going to take a shit behind a bin. One more tiny cat. Wild, isn't it? Fucking wild. But,
it's very, like, I don't know. There's something very primitive and barbaric about all that.
Yeah, people
just... It's like you're allowed to just go out and be a wild human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not including this, the parades. I'm not including anything that's involved in it. I'm just talking about that, like the drunken madness part.
Yeah, it's completely lawless. It's like, people are just like, oh, I can do whatever the fuck I want right now. You know? Let's face it, that guy doesn't have a job that he's going to lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if you sat that guy down and went, write me an A4 page on the history of what this date means to you, I don't think he would know many facts about it.
Well, sure, all that shit came out where it's like, there's like this big long list of stuff why the 12th is kind of, they're like, the date isn't significant, the fucking thing. You know, there's like a whole pile of shit, doesn't even...
Most people do know that, and they should know that. And if you don't, look it up easily.
Yeah. I might, because I don't know anything. So tell me this, something happened. What did they vote for over here?
They didn't vote for anything over here.
Yeah, was it just like threat of something?
No, it was...
they were like, by the way, in the near future, you might have some human rights.
No, it was voted in Parliament. It wasn't here. We don't have a government here.
They voted what?
For... It wasn't even legalisation necessarily. I think it was decriminalisation of abortion and gay marriage laws. And if it's not...
But you can't do either of those things? Still?
Well, it'll depend. It has up. I think it's up to, is it the 21st of October for things to be properly decided here? But basically, if not, it's going to be in line with the rest of the UK.
And if you want to celebrate on the 21st of October, you can come to my gig at the Braid Theatre the couple of days before.
There you go, that could happen.
Why don't you get a job?
I mean, this is me very...
Hard quality Cumbria's historic day in Northern Ireland.
But it's the first advancement ever made, basically.
Legalise same-sex marriage. It's so embarrassing at the minute, isn't it? It's so embarrassing, guys. Just fucking get it sorted.
It's embarrassing because we're the only place don't have equal laws to the rest of the UK. And most people want everything to be the same as the UK over here. Except, you know, it's always except that. You know, except X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
We want to be exactly the same as the UK. Except for this and this and this. Because... You know, that makes no sense.
I just think it's like, you know, everybody fucking like, it's just, there's no empathy. It's like everybody would change their mind if they just knew somebody or, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I'm so anti-drugs or whatever. And then you have a child that has like fucking epilepsy and you're like, the only thing helps it is a cannabis oil. You would quickly fucking change your mind. Same as anything.
So true.
Oh, fuck the gays, blah, blah, blah. Until, like, you have a child that's gay. And then you're like... Unless you're an absolute fucking psychopath, you're going to support them.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people just have these illusions of what things mean.
I mean, at least the Catholic Church has the priesthood, and you can be like, I don't want to tell anyone I'm gay. And they're like, put that fucking collar on you there and fuck some
well,
kids.
Well, I mean, there is truth to that, you know, and that's the problem because you have to sweep everything under carpets, you know? Yeah. You have to Irish pretend like it's not there.
Irish carpets are lumpy.
But, you know, forget all the abuse aside, how sad would it be to know that you're gay, so you'll probably never be happy with a woman, so you just have to be with no one, you know?
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
You know, that's what's sad about that. That's what's sad about people back in the day going into priesthood.
Yeah.
They've just went, well, I'll just be with no one then, you know?
It's very sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
And also, you know, what do people think is going to happen here? I think with the abortion and gay marriage thing, it's not going to force people to do it. It's not going to make it a big spectacle. It's just going to be a change in law, so it's not illegal for these people to do it. Why would it be illegal?
They should just make it legal, and so that everyone realizes how much of a not big deal it is. Apart from
you're not going to start getting invitations to gay weddings left, right, and center. It's just.
Well, I fucking hope so.
Well, we hope so, but you know, but for anyone who's like,
if I don't go to a gay wedding, I'm going to fucking lose my shit.
I'd love to go to a gay wedding.
Will you punch people if they refer to your baby as the child? Only if they do it seriously.
Yeah.
You know? How does Maureen feel about you watching porn on the podcast? Keep up the good work.
What could I possibly feel about that?
I mean, it doesn't happen anymore. It happened for a period of time whenever it was people thought it was funny to just send me a Mickey, like some grotesque shit.
I mean, a lot of it was very funny. But the thing is, most of it you find grotesque, so it's fine.
Me?
It sounds like you're actually watching porn on a podcast.
No, it's usually like really gross clips or something.
Also, Colin constantly shows me gross clips of things. So I'm glad there was a while he was only doing it here
without
me being involved. Because usually it would be him showing me. So
what is the thing that you guys are most excited about parenthood?
Next Halloween, miniature Halloween costumes.
Dress the child up as
miniature Halloween costumes.
A wee fucking skeleton or something.
Yeah.
And the 12th with the baby next year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get a wee Union Jack baby grow and a wee tiny drum and just let it be like.
Take its little penis out. We'll reenact that photo.
You're disgusting. Okay. You're disgusting. Would you ever consider doing a radio show? Hey, see Divine? No. And I'm not. Do you know what? I'm not even reading further in that question. Always love your choice of music and you're actually entertaining to listen to. Oh, well, fuck me!
Well, I get it, actually, because you can play music on a radio station.
90% of the shit that goes out on air now, it would obviously be better if people could podcast and play the music, but they can't see that happening. Yeah, but I would never do a radio show unless they were like, okay, you come in, you know, once a week and we give you like 50 grand a year.
And you can swear and play porn.
Yeah.
On air. That's the problem.
But yeah, I actually do like playing music. It was an idea I had a long time ago where I was like, if you're like a Northern Irish / Irish band, send me all your shit and I'll just play it at the end as like promo for stuff here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Put fucking ATL
in. It is
business.
Always fun hearing people suggest songs, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you recall a position that resulted in conception? Sensible question. Have you planned the first big trip you'll take with the child on seeing as you're both globe-trotting jet setters? When's my turn on the podcast? And that's from The Life of the Funeral. When's your time on the podcast? When's your turn on the podcast? Never. Mickey Bartlett wanted to do a podcast today and I went, no, I can't be fucked seeing you.
Because you're cranky and you've got gout.
I'm gout-ridden, you know what I mean? Got gout penis. Hold on a second.
We have talked about trips already.
Yeah.
Because by next sort of like May, June.
That's what we're calling the baby, by the way.
Yeah. Like whatever.
Imagine you call it May, June. This is a little May, June.
I bet you there is a baby called that.
Yeah.
That's not the weirdest name.
Definitely Asian.
Full name, May, June?
Just May, June.
Please stop saying racist baby names.
Why?
I don't know why, but just stop it.
Imagine you just give it a full Chinese name.
The way like Chinese people come over here and give their children English names.
Yeah, completely like names that haven't been used in years.
Angel.
Oh, this is our son, Ray. I know a Chinese guy called Ray.
Like my sister, suggesting Roy as a name.
Roy is so Asian.
She absolutely loves the weirdest, oldest, ugliest name.
Victor. Victor Chang or something. Always happens. Do you recall a position resulted in conception? I don't even remember the fucking event. I don't think it's mine. We'll see what happens.
Who do you think is the best stand-up on the local scene? Me. Got tickets for the second SSE show. Looking forward to it. You basically answered your own question there. You know what I mean? Who do you think is the best stand-up on the local scene? Got tickets for your SSE show. Did you send that message to anyone else? Did you?
Look at the paragraph.
Did you?
You've got gout, but you're still confident, which I like, you know?
I mean, what do your tattoos mean, if they have any meaning at all? I don't fucking know.
They actually all do have a meaning.
Yeah, it means I like, to be fair, getting fucking artwork on my arm, so who gives a fuck?
Well, this one's from our wedding, actually.
Yeah, I got that at the wedding. Woke up like this. Did you ever see Brendan Grace? What do you think of the whole old school comedic style?
Never saw him.
Never seen
or
him.
Or much of the stuff.
The thing is, I don't care about anybody else, really, to be honest with you. I'll go see some comedians or whatever, but, you know, it's like that thing, that street sign, you're born alone and you will die alone. You know what I mean? No one's got your back. Even I have been stricken with gout, and Maureen's like...
And that's what you said in our wedding vows, wasn't it?
Maureen's got, like, a match holding it closer and closer to the bridge between me and Maureen. She's like, the gout better heal up, and you better get useful, or you'll die. You know what I see?
You're too big to be limping around, that's why.
I saw the creepiest thing of all time. It was someone... It was on Nature's Metal. They were cutting a tree down. But years before that, a dog must have chased something into the, you know, like a tree with a hole in it. And the dog just got stuck and died. And they cut the tree open. And there's just a dog, like, half rotted. Like, how scary. I don't know why I got onto that.
What music?
Congratulations on both the baby and selling out your first SSE arena date. King of the North. Haha. Are you going to take any time off when the baby arrives? Or are you always on the grind? Well, I'm sure, I don't know. I'll be around, like.
You had to rearrange your tour a bit so that there's a gap in November, but...
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'll not be doing much in November, but that's about it.
You still do podcasts, though?
Yeah, got to
You'll be here. It's fine.
Do you post Dead All Mafia clothing to Malta? Probably could, yeah. There is an international shipping option. Recommended to... Craig McMorris recommended you to me at work. Helps me pass the days. Well, shout out to Craig McMorris. Yeah, mad bitch. Podcast question, is Maureen enjoying being pregnant?
Yeah, actually really am. I've had quite a nice time so far. I really have though. I actually really enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'm actually enjoying being bigger, in fact.
It's just chilling out. And you're really not that big. Everyone that sees you keeps telling you you're not that big at all.
No, I don't think I'm really big. But I just mean, like, it's definitely, you get to like the 21, 2, 3 weeks mark. And you definitely do look more pregnant. It looks like a pregnant belly rather than just like a belly, which I like. I like looking more pregnant. I want to be even more pregnant. Yeah, I really enjoy it. Yeah. I think not enough people sort of say that they really enjoy it. All I hear is people being like, oh my God, it's so hard and this is wrong and this is wrong. And you're like,
you're just kicking about
it. Your body's different, obviously, but
eating
like...
Eating chocolate cereal.
Enjoy yourself, so...
Just farting all over the place, eating cereal.
So there you go. So, you know, even like your sister was terrified of the idea of it. Because all she heard was people like horror stories. Yeah. Tell you what, guys, I haven't been sick once. I felt great.
Do you know what's crazy about like phobias and stuff? My sister legit is so scared of vomit that it would put her off having children, probably.
But like I also have a bit of a vomit phobia. I'm trying to get over it.
No one likes vomit. You're actually like, she's actually like fucking like open the door of a plane if someone threw up on it.
But I've had really bad experiences with people being sick in like buses and stuff where I've been trapped. So I have a real phobia of it. But I've tried to get over it.
Would you hear this? Make sure you hold your wife's hand when she goes for her first poo after giving birth. Lots of support needed and words of breathe. You can do it.
Do people not do that all the time?
Yeah, you probably need it every day.
We always hold our hands, poo, don't we? Come on. Just through the door. Come on.
Yeah. Women have a thing built into them where it's like if a guy sneaks off for a dump, you immediately are doing a task right outside the door.
But that's because you do it 6 times a day, so it's really impossible to miss.
And
you.
And depends. And I switch the rooms up, and I don't even mean bathrooms. Like just sometimes rooms. I'll be like, is this door locked? And I'll be like, yeah, I'm shitting in a bin.
Yeah. Come on, talk to me.
Would you ever do the Mourne Wall Walk? 24 miles and 3,000 metres hike gain would be good for heavyweight cut. You guys and Bro Science are my best gym motivation. 24 miles, bro. I don't know.
I'd have to work up to that, I think. That would take you all fucking day.
It would definitely take you all day. It would take you 2 days. Like,
have you ever been, would you ever go back to Oktoberfest? Also, ever heard of Great Van Fleek? A few decent, no, haven't heard of them. Greta Van Fleek. Would I ever go back to Oktoberfest? No, I was offered to do it a while ago, and I was like, let me tell you something. I can go to Derry and play a wonderful gig at the Nerve Centre to some very nice people. I'm not going to go up in front of an Oktoberfest crowd who don't give a... I mean, stand-up comedy is the worst entertainment they could ever think of at like an Oktoberfest. Oh, you've got people sitting sideways drinking fucking gallons of beer. Tell you what you need. Someone trying to make a point about Brexit.
Yeah, here's what you need to tell people to be quiet now. No.
Yeah.
Here's what you need, a band.
I did it once in the middle of like a very busy period of gigs. And I literally nearly lost my voice from that one gig. And it would have fucked me up for about 2 weeks. And I was like, never again. Never again. Maureen, you have to go very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to wrap up this thing to send back to China. And by the way, it's a gimbal.
Yeah.
And it's broken and I have to send it back to fucking China. And I've looked at it on the internet and the price is down. And honestly, I'm like, I might just buy a fucking new one. Piece of shit. What song do you want to play out on, Maureen? What are you feeling at the minute?
I've just been listening a lot of Tudor Cinema Club recently.
Pick a song.
Put on Satellite. I'm supposed to be going to see them, actually, in October.
Yeah, but you'll be fat as shit.
Yeah, we'll see. You'll be fine, like.
I'll take your ticket and I'll fucking FaceTime you.
Oh, I really want to see them, too.
Listening to... Kraftwerk.
The new stuff is class.
It's amazing that I was talking about this last week, that you're such a fan of them, and we're literally sitting beside that guy at Shane's wedding.
No. But I couldn't see like it was in a row.
You loving it?
I listen to them every day. Genuinely, I listen to them every day.
Class. That's all you get, because we're probably going to get sued.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to get out of here. Thanks very much, Maureen.
Do you want to show everyone your big goat foot?
Oh my god, look at how bad it is.
We're doing well, aren't we? Us two hobbling about.
Fuck's sake. What if I go in here and they're like, oh, it's the Beatties, get it off.
Yeah, you're just one of those people with those big shiny red legs now.
Right, we've got to get out of here. Lavery's is tomorrow night, first of our Wednesday of every month. Tour tickets, I'll be all about the place. I need to get on to the guys booking the internet or the sort of UK gigs, because... paying you, so be quicker. And then yeah, the second Odyssey show's on sale,
and we should have more merch online soon.
Yeah, well, the merch is online if you want to. It's been restocked. We've got the general t-shirts, the general banter podcast t-shirts, we've got the white Dead on Mafia, and then I need to put up the live black and white t-shirt, which is very very swag. Very nice. It might be the best t-shirt of the whole
sold lot. Some of those at the show.
Yep, no, real tasty. But that's it. See you later, guys.
See you later, guys.
See you later, Maureen.
Have a nice day, everyone.
You got to go get your nails done?
Yeah.
Great.
I know, important things.
I'm going to eat noodles and then go get my gout like that.
Excellent.
See you later.
My gout, that's a good name, isn't it?
Gout and a bite.